The Philadelphia Society has developed a tradition, which I gather is unconscious, but has just gone along from year to year, of having a prominent speaker from the other side of the water at our annual meetings. And so far, we've had a very, very impressive list indeed. As you know, Jeffrey Howe spoke some years ago. He's now Shadow Chancellor of the Exchequer. Ralph Harris, of course, who most of you know, the Director of the Institute for Economic Affairs. Arthur Shenfield, in fact, is one of our trustees. He spends so much time here, he's probably half American. Perry Warstone, who was here a few years ago. Frederick Hayek, of course, who still is very proud to remain a British subject. And so it's a particular pleasure for me today to be able to introduce a good friend of mine, whom I've known for some years, from the days when I was living in England as a student and a part-time teacher, and when I did my best to cement Anglo-American relations when I had the opportunity. One of the nicest things about the Philadelphia Society is so many of the members, of course, are old friends. And I recall when I first met Robert some years back at a party in London, and he was holding forth on the source of all the evils in the modern world, namely the Great Revolution, which I took to mean the French Revolution. I said, "Oh, you mean the French Revolution?" He said, "Oh, no." It turned out that he was thinking of the agricultural revolution of the year 5000 B.C. The Guardian, in fact, which is a liberal newspaper of England, when it reviewed one of his books, said that Moss could be regarded as the founder of reactionary chic. As you will see in a moment. He has shown me around London so often that it was also a pleasure for me to have the opportunity to show him some of the cultural life of Chicago last night. And I managed to bring him back as well. But more seriously, he is the author, as many of you know, of The Collapse of Democracy, which appears in this country from Arlington House. The Sunday Telegraph in London said that this was the most powerful and cogent piece of political prophecy since 1984. And it has received excellent reviews from papers all around the world. His latest book on Angola, which will come out in the near future, was serialized in the Telegraph and was reproduced in 17 countries. In about 100 different newspapers. Oddly enough, not one newspaper in the United States published any part of it, though. Perhaps he may refer to that in passing. Robert was raised and educated in Australia and taught, in fact, history for a while in Australia until he got out of the academic profession, like so many of us. Besides his writings, which are well worth reading, he is also occasionally done some action as well. The National Association of Freedom, which some of you are familiar with, is a non-partisan, non-party organization in Britain dedicated to the principles of a free society and defending the rights of the individual against, as we all know, a rather growing and more powerful state and other state-licensed organizations such as trade unions. In the last 3 months, it's trebled its size from 10,000 to 30,000 members. They have a biweekly newspaper, The Free Nation, and so on. And so Robert Moss is a relatively young man who has made a great impact already and will make more of an impact in the future. And he is, as the saying goes, someone that you will hear more from in the future. And right now, you will hear 35 minutes from him. Bob.